After an historic wait, after leaking into a fifth day, after a night of drama and confrontation, it was 15th time lucky for Kevin McCarthy. The Californian Republican finally flipped enough votes to secure the position as Speaker of the US House of Representatives.
As Speaker of the House, my ultimate responsibility is not to my party, my conference, or even our Congress. My responsibility, our responsibility, is to our country.
He told everyone he had the votes to win on the 14th round. He didn't. Two votes of present.
Gates.
Essentially blocked his way to the chair as he fell short of the number of votes required by one. It led to incredible scenes on the House floor, with the two being confronted by colleagues. Words were exchanged, fingers pointed, and physical confrontation apparently avoided, as one congressman had to be held back by colleagues. The conversations continued, and suddenly a vote to adjourn to Monday was rejected. McCarthy wanted to go again. The scene summed up by one Democrat as he offered his party's nominee for the post.
Madam Clerk, I rise to say, wow.
As the voting began again, one congresswoman expressed her exasperation at the extended process. And then it was done. McCarthy finally became Speaker of the 118th Congress. Kevin McCarthy moved into the Speaker's office earlier this week, but several times in the chamber it looked premature. A group of ultra-conservatives blocked his elevation, but slowly he ground them down, offering a raft of concessions, including a change of rules in who could challenge the Speaker and the promise of seats on influential committees. Democrats congratulated McCarthy on his win, but warned he faces problems to control his own party. One Republican said the issues of the last few days will have no impact on his party's long-term prospects, the 2024 presidential election creeping ever closer.
I think it's been hard on the party and a little bit frustrating, but I don't think it's left a scar. I don't think it's anything permanent. And as I've said a number of times as well, 6 months from now, no one will be thinking about this.
And that could be an issue for Kevin McCarthy. He has an extensive agenda he wants to push through Congress, but to do that, he needs a united party. And it has been anything but in the last few days and hours. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, on Capitol Hill in Washington.